had 8 inches of snow Saturday before noon, and Saturday afternoon we had wind pick up, and almost all day Sunday that wind was blowing 35, 40, 50 miles an hour. And at times it was so blinding you couldn't even see 100 feet. The weather station, I think, said that there was 15 inches. But I tell you what, I don't care what anyone says, we had 20 inches of snow.
And you were without power for a while.
Yes. The electricity started going out. I'm going to say there's at least 30 power poles right east of Lakin that are laying, I mean, right on the edge of Highway 50. We have generators in the city of Lakin, but what are the odds? They fire them up and the regulator's not working. So electricity did not get restored till early Monday morning, and there's still some people without power.
How long were you without power, and what was that like?
I'm going to say 36 hours. I don't know how to explain it. There's so many things we take for granted, like the ability to drive. You have a four-wheel drive, you think you can drive anywhere. They close the roads, that changes that. You think you can go fill up with gas. Okay, you can't if there's no electricity. You can't go into a store and buy something because nobody can just do a cash sale anymore. You always expect the toilet to flush, the water faucet to run, and you want to be able to plug in your cell phone. You want to be able to call someone. Our phone service, the landlines, they said don't be surprised if it takes 2 to 3 days additional before they can get the phone service up. As of right now, in the rural community, there is no phone service.
And your livestock were affected by this weather as well.
Yeah, total devastation. Well, not total. I had the worst morning of my life digging up dead calves out of their stuck in mud, or they got their body temperature got so chilled that they couldn't stay warm enough. And once they get chilled, they just want to go to the fetal position. Well, when they lay down and it's blinding snow, then they get stepped on by other cows and pushed in the mud. And I've never had to bury one of my own kids, but this was the worst thing I've ever done.
How many head of cattle did you lose?
You know, right now, I'm going to say I'm looking at least 25%. And the reason why I don't want to say an actual number is because even the ones that have survived, they're standing, they're trying to sun themselves. And you know how when you have a cold and you're just kind of dragging your head, or you just feel like, oh man, I just feel terrible, I just want to lay down. But there's no place to lay down because it's so muddy and so wet and cold. And so just because they survived the brunt of the storm, that doesn't mean they're out of the woods yet.
Has the wheat crop in western Kansas been wiped out? Do we just not know?
I am Mr. Optimistic, and I want to say it's still there. I don't think we stand a chance. But wheat is a resilient crop.
When we look back at the devastating wildfires, and then we look at this devastating blizzard, why in the heck would anyone ever want to be a farmer?
You know, I love the farming way of life. There's a pride thing in there. It is a lifestyle that is priceless. It's kind of one of those things, if I have to explain it, you don't understand it.